What is up, my people? You're listening to Dari and Demi's podcast.
You are here with Dari.
And I'm Demi. And yes, this is the podcast where we talk about like experiences in Canada, quote unquote, from Nigeria. No quotes.
Exactly. So this episode, we're going to be talking about friendships and just generally really, well, friendships, yeah, but you know, we're going to touch on relationships a bit. We don't want to go into that because it gets very messy, and I don't like fighting on mic.
Yeah, honestly, though. But first of all, like, how was your Valentine? I feel I should ask that.
Nice.
You know, we just passed. You know, we are oppressed on social media. Meet our press them back, but like,
you know. But we're fine. Being single is okay. There's nothing wrong with being single.
I think we should clear the air. Like, we're both single. Like,
yes. Happily.
We're Pringles out here.
We're both happily.
Happily single.
Happily single, exactly. And there's nothing wrong with that. If you want to stay single.
Stay single, you know. Discover yourself. And then, you should be lonely, but discover yourself, you know.
Exactly. Stay single till you're ready. If you're not ready, believe me.
Who is chasing you?
I swear. Maybe.
And don't let them oppress you. You see roses, you be like, God is my rose. God is my, you know.
Exactly. And for our Nigerian people out there, don't let your parents stress you into getting into a relationship just because you're about to get old. You're getting old or so. You're about to get old.
Yeah. My mother has put that in prayers. I started my mom's giving us about 3 to 5 years. She has put it in prayers. Like, okay.
Exactly. Like, me too. My parents, well, they don't know I dated anyone. So, as far as they are concerned, I don't have anybody on my radar.
My daddy told me one time, like, damn, daddy, you are here to study. Don't let all these boys distract you. Know what you're there for. And like, wait. So, you'll be telling me, don't have a boyfriend. Sometime around 24, 25, because you're not so like, damn, daddy, auntie, we've never seen, you know, if we haven't seen a man, yes, hope all is well. I don't be hanging that in the future, honestly.
I feel that. But for so right, I just noticed something. For when we started this, we said we're going to talk about mainly friendships. Are we talking about relationships?
Honestly. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So friendships. So I had a very tiring Valentine's Day. Like, I enjoyed it. I went to church, I sang, I did the sermon, came back, I slept, I cooked for ungrateful people.
We're not ungrateful, really enjoyed that food.
Ungrateful people who had fun without me. With really? No regrets.
It was out of circumstance. It was out of circumstance. Okay, look, she had work and she made food. There were friends over. It was a nice time, you know. But
Without me. I was in the room sleeping. All my friends were having fun. And that's what you get for being the only responsible human being in your friend group. Like,
no, we're all responsible, but you know, we just planned ourselves better.
Look at my face. We just
planned ourselves better. But yeah, I feel like we should, Valentine's Day should, for those that have like significant others, sure, why not be with your significant other? But if you don't, it's also an opportunity to get together with your friends.
Honestly.
And have a good time and show love.
I feel any opportunity is an opportunity to get together with your friends, because like, with the way rate at which like school is going, that Valentine's Day was just an excuse. To
legit,
be honest. Just like, legit, you know, let's yeah.
Legit.
But Shasha, that's about that. So friendships. Like, I feel the question should be, what constitutes like a good friendship?
Trust to start with.
Trust.
Yeah. You need trust and understanding. You should understand who your friend is and should also trust them and give them the benefit of doubt in certain situations.
Trust is actually quite important. But I don't know, Sha, like how do most of your friendships start?
Just talking. Not even necessarily talking, just meeting on some level.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be us talking or we're in the same class or we're playing the same sport. Or even if we get into an argument or so, like, you can become friends with somebody that is seen from a very different opposite side of the wall kind of thing.
Yeah, like, especially at an age where, like, because I know I'm friends with people that I've been friends with for years, and I don't know, social media has made that much easier. I suck at being a friend over the online, because
I'm part of that group. Also,
you text me, I'm not gonna reply until like I don't know. The funny thing is, you know, when you make plans to respond to people, but then you forget those plans you made.
Exactly.
And then it now seems like you're a bad person. I'm like, am I a bad person? I don't like to be responding to people like that. That's just on that level.
So do you agree with, you know, it being trust?
Yeah, trust now. You guys misunderstand. Actually, how did my friendship start? Let me remember my friendships. Okay, my first friends in Canada. I remember I made them. I was in English class.
Yeah.
And then, I think Shane was told you the story.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I walked up and I said, please don't chase me, Will. I'm living in this country. I can see you're Nigerian. So I came to school and I said, hi, what's good? My name is Mercy. Actually, I don't say my name was Mercy. I don't say my name was Dimladi. And yeah.
And from there, like that's how it went.
It was a spin-off from that point. And honestly, I feel like in this day and age, like, we have so many acquaintances where we, like, call friends. Because I know, like, a lot of friends I made when I first came to Canada, they're more like acquaintances now. Because it was that kind of thing where, like, there are just certain people you don't gel with. Yeah. Not because
there's anything wrong with them.
Exactly. Right? Like, you guys just know that on a certain level, y'all are not just on the same page.
Bro. Yeah.
So, like, it's more like, okay, you would, you know,
they're not necessarily the people that are closest to you, but, you know, if you're in the same space or anything like that, there's nothing wrong there.
There's nothing wrong with them, yeah.
Exactly.
So there is that, and honestly, so let's talk about the bad aspects of friendship, because I feel that's something that...
Right. People can change on you real quick, and it hurts when people, maybe someone you consider your actual
friend. Like, for
friend,
you guys, are not, like, you guys are not here. Dari looks so sad talking about it. It's like people change, you know, it's like, you know, getting Drake mode and whatnot.
But no, people, human beings will shame you. They will shame you. You think you trust somebody. You give somebody your trust and then they just play you. Which is hard because for me anyways, if I consider someone my friend, I consider them my friend. I give them everything, you know, odd benefit of doubt, and I trust them a good amount. So anytime my friend does something to me, it affects me real deep.
Yeah, like, I feel like if a friend's betrayal is worse, much worse than a boy telling me he likes me, waiting for him to see him post another girl on his Snapchat. That one pain, he hurts too. But, like, when your friend actually does something that, like, genuinely, they just betray your trust, you think you like, when you open up a door to someone, you just, it feels some type of way because you're expecting, like, okay, this is somebody that I could confide in, someone I could put a certain level of, you know, trust, a certain level of trust and comfort in. Because, like, if you're really thinking about it, like, while we all talk about relationship, what builds up to that is mostly friendship. Like, what you have before you have your relationship are your friends. These are people who like, most of them know you in and out, and, you know, you've had similar experiences with. Like, the worst thing is for them to take those experiences or take those, that vulnerability you had with them, and then switch it up on you,
bro. Yeah. So that's why, please, if you're someone's friend, do everything in your power not to betray their trust. Nobody's perfect, don't get me wrong. Nobody's perfect. Everybody can mess up. Myself, I've messed up. I don't know about Dimlali, but she has probably messed up.
Wow. The conclusion she has probably messed up. I don't know, like, I've messed up. But, like, how do you know? Have I messed up to you?
No. She's just sidetracked. Dimlali has been solid the whole friendship. But that's besides the point.
I thought it was something. But I'm going to hold it.
No, that's bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, always be good to your friends. Please don't slide.
Honestly, like, have you had, like, I've heard of experience of friends lying to their friends. Like, this one, they've been friends for years, but they went to uni. I think something happened. They went to uni. Someone traveled abroad. Like, after the break or whatever, like, person came back to Nigeria and found out that the friend, though, was dating her long distance boyfriend. Like, you'd be hearing of, like, friends that, you know, they tell you something now, but, like, that friend is carrying your gist up and down. I don't know the amount of gist I've collected from quote unquote friends or the actual owners of the gist. It'd be mad sometimes.
That's how it'd be. You mentioned something there about, you know, two friends being Nigerian and then coming abroad. Something about that is most of the time, I don't know, maybe it's just me, as I've come abroad, it's harder to keep in contact with my people in Nigeria. And it's not because I like them less or anything, or if situation, it's just, for some reason, there's just the fact that they are not physically here, like I don't see you from time to time, this I just feel it's harder to even reach out to you, to reply you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'll reply people that are actually here in Canada.
Canada. Exactly.
Before people that
One of the things is that people in Canada are more likely to see them, so they are more likely to chew your head out of you about you not replying their text. Be nice. No offense to people that have aired though. I did not air you on purpose. Let me just put that out there. I did not air you on purpose. It just so happens that I aired you.
Yeah, and I don't exactly. I feel very bad about it. Don't get me wrong. I feel very bad. It's a habit that, you know, depending on who you are, you probably want to fix it. And you want to still stay close to your people back home. But it can be, it is hard, and I hope they understand.
Yeah. You know,
they just understand how it is.
Nah, like, even, I don't know, well, it be like that sometimes. I remember, like, in Canada, like, I've made friends that have just been, I've just been like, God, why was I ever your friend? I think I told you of my betrayal story last year.
Betrayal?
It was close to this time last year. Ditto.
Okay.
Ditto, yeah.
Story like, for another time.
Story for another time. But, the switch up though was mad.
Exactly. And please, this is a service announcement. Those of you that are inside relationships, don't forget your friends on the outside.
Exactly.
Don't forget
you
your friends.
Don't be acting like we
don't
exist though.
Don't forget
I'm like,
your
friends. We have things. Oh, but let me say that. This, I feel, you know, I'm going to hang out with Peter. I don't like these.
They're
that
still your guys. They were your guys before you got into that relationship.
Side note, when that relationship breaks, you're going to go and meet.
You're going to go back to your friends. You're going to go back to your guys. I'm not saying ignore your significant other or Abeg, please.
But you all see a lot. Like, make time for your friends. Like, we on the single side. We need, we do need confirmation. We need, you know, some
still your guys.
Exactly.
Still
don't
guys.
Just
not like I'm not guilty, I did better than others. Some people were getting 40% on the test. I was getting 60 or 45.
Who told you? Let's not get into that, damn Larry. Like, let's just leave that where that is. And the thing about friendships is that, like, when you're down, when you're like, when you need someone to pick you up, if you're not having friends, then when you're having problem, you have to keep it secret. Cannot tell them. Those people are not your friends.
Yeah, they're not.
Just a side note in case y'all do not know.
Exactly, you should be able to confide in your friends.
Yeah, like I know there's some people that like they're internalized a lot.
Yeah,
but the things are at some point they open up.
Mm-hmm.
But if your friends, I tell friends that when you tell stuff like.
They don't judge you
exactly, and I guess that's where, like, I guess that brings the point of, like, you know, having different friends for different things. I don't mean in the sense that people are useless, so like, it's just in the sense like some people are better at advising, some people are better at comforting, some people are better,
some of us are there for vibes. Feel me?
Really? Actually, some people are there for vibes.
Some people
you know,
are there for
some people want to have good time.
Exactly, where you want to go out. You know who you are going to call.
Those are acquaintances, not friends. Actually, let's not get it twisted. I put that. If you're a last card or they just put there somebody, something traumatic really happens. You cannot call them because the base for your friendship is what
vibes.
And cruise.
And inshallah.
Vibes and inshallah. Yeah. Well, like, I don't know, Sha, like, I feel, because these days, though, I see people on, like, no shade to anybody, actually, I'm throwing shade.
Damn.
But you see people with, like, oh, I know this person, I know that person as well. I'm just like, but who is your inner circle, though?
Damn. Inner circle.
Exactly, because there's no such thing as stretching yourself as amongst so many people, right?
Word.
You would get mentally exhausted. I believe that. Like, maybe just I'm maybe because I'm an introvert.
Do you think that there are people like that that actually they can consider so many people their friends?
There's some people, but the thing is that they are setting themselves up for, you know, disappointment. Because, like,
on the other end, those people that they are calling their friends,
because the story I have of, as I said, a lot of gist has come to me from quote unquote.
Please, this friend. Gist, tell her, comment anywhere. She must release this gist. It will not stay behind the doors.
Nah, she must release it. We get about, you know, pregnancies.
Pregnancies,
abortions,
Winnipeg pregnancies, and abortions.
People that you say that are your friends. That's why I said don't stretch yourself thin. Because the thing is, if you stretch yourself thin, let me even go into it. If you have many friends, like there is only one of you, but you have like say 17, 18 friends that you are calling close friends that you share yourself with. The thing is that you might what's it called? You might divulge things that you might, like, you know, tell them things about yourself. But the thing is, you cannot give all of yourself, because friendship is not just, oh, we talk, we hang out. Friendship is something you actually work on, right?
Good.
You try to be better for the person you're in that relationship with. The person also tries to be better for you. That's how friendships work. They try to, like, pick you up, you pick them up. They call you out on your nonsense, and you call them out. And you spend time getting to know them, and you actually do things that, you know, tells them you know them. Like, certain details about them, you know. Certain details about them, you know it.
Exactly.
And then that informs the way you treat them in the future. Like, for instance, I know Dari likes anime, or, like, we have a shared whatever we watch, yeah. And when his birthday comes, I know, okay, this is what I'm going to get him. I suck at gifts. That's a terrible example. But, like, if I know, okay, Dari is sensitive to certain things, like, when he's coming to my house, like, oh, if he does not like, I don't know, if he doesn't like strong smells, I would, like, be informed to, like, you know, take
keep
that
it,
out.
Yeah.
That's actually a formality for everybody, but I'm just using that as the most basic example.
Yeah.
You'd want them to feel comfortable. But the thing is, like, if you stretch yourself thin among so many people, those details get lost in the tracks, because there are so many people, like, you're trying to attend to, and then you realize you're not nurturing all your friendships properly.
Properly, but, yeah.
And because you're nurturing all those friendships properly, their loyalty to you diminishes.
Yeah.
So when you divulge certain details to them, because they don't feel loyal to you, and because you've not actually nurtured that friendship enough, they don't feel
inclined to hold on to
to hold on to your story and, like, keep that something between you guys, because you haven't even put the work for there to be that kind of trust in relationships to start with.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But we're not saying that. What I'm trying to say is friendships are not perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
No way. Shape or form, you fight, you will disagree.
Let's just say, me and Dari have not fought though, and I'm waiting for that
it's
day.
It's very concerning.
I'm live wire, Dari is calm. I'm just waiting for that day.
I'll make sure to bring microphone so we record the whole session. when we're fighting.
Nah, like, some days I'm like, shit, I don't want me to slap you yet. I don't slap people. Let me just put it out there. I threaten, but, like, I'm against violence. I don't do violence.
It says, like, all these marks on my hand.
You know,
it's all cool.
I've not, because me when I'm angry, like, I don't like expressing it, you know. I might just go in my room, you know, get angry and maybe write something that I'll never say to the person. I'll cancel it after, you know. But just get my emotions out so that I go and react from a place of, you know, love and understanding before I react from a place of, like, badness. But I've not felt the need to write inside a slum book saying Dari is a fool, Dari is an idiot before, like, you know,
yeah.
An idiot.
Yeah.
And
it's just my nature. I'm very quiet. And if I get angry, I choose.
You're unnecessarily agreeable. Unnecessarily agreeable.
I choose to keep quiet. They said in the Quran not to get religious. Okay, you're not even in Korea, but sure.
You're quoting from wrong sources.
If you don't have anything good to say, then don't say anything.
Honestly, and the Bible also actually says, like, exactly. You know, mind your mouth or shut up if you have nothing good to say.
Exactly.
Like, don't know where it is, Sha. It was my devotion one time.
Exactly. So all that being in mind, just, you know, remember, it's not perfect. Friendships are not perfect.
Yeah.
There's always mistakes along your road.
Yeah, and treat your friends with love.
Exactly.
Like, you know, free love. Yeah. Free, because I hear of friendships, like, I've heard of arguments within people, like, where you forget what you've done for them and what they've done for you in the friendship. The thing is, no matter how angry you are with people, no matter how you get, no matter how, like, you wouldn't bring up things that are very hurtful to them in arguments. Like, you can think about things that would be annoying to them, like, oh, you know, watch play that time, see, kinko. Like me, I'm always like, things like, you bring up things about the arguments, don't bring up things about
who they are.
Or certain traits about them, like, that are not even necessary to the argument I don't like. Like, because those things are hurtful. That means, like, on a deep, that shows a person that on a basic level, I don't even like you.
Yeah,
and
start pointing out those character traits about them.
Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
That's what breaks friendships, right? Like, you know, treat people with love, peace, harmony.
Exactly. Respect.
Exactly. We're all, like,
nobody's perfect.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm seeing Dari's head looking at a time, like, you know.
Well, no, I'm just trying to make sure we're still on schedule. But yeah, we're happy.
Yeah.
So I've ranted to y'all.
About
friendships. Yeah.
So it's quite short. I feel like I have more to say.
Then we can make it part two.
What would I talk about? I said I know what to say.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll come back to it then.
We'll come back. We're procrastinators. Do you know since when this podcast? I'm not even going to that.
It's fine. We'll make an episode about how the motions we went through while bringing this up. But yeah.
Yeah. And you can find us on social media.
Yeah.
Instagram. It is _the_candy_connoisseur. If you don't spell connoisseur, Google it.
My name is Dari_Alesh. It was nice talking to you.
Why is your own so plain?
I'm a simple person.
Why is your own so plain? I look like the one that feels so special here. So find us online. We should actually open an Instagram page for this podcast. We should. Say I'm making plans on the podcast. Well, all of you, thanks for listening to us.
If you got to this point, Dari thanks you.
Very real G.
Yeah, I swear.
Support us, you know.
Find us anywhere.
Share.
Come argue with us.
Exactly. Share. If anybody wants to be a guest, come let me know.
Exactly. Come DM through. Don't DM
me. And I hope you have sense.
Call me. Don't DM me.
DM, could we give her your number? Dari's number is 000.
Guys, we'll see you later. Save.
Bye. We'll be right back.